This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Suicide is something that affects all of us. And we can all play a part in saving lives. Make a difference in your community by walking out of the darkness with us on Saturday, October 22nd at Arena Green West. Help spread awareness and understanding. Send the message that help is available. And raise funds for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Find a walk near you at afsp.org/walksfbayarea.
If you're feeling down and having trouble getting up in the morning, here's a tip. Brush your teeth. That's it. Often when we wake up, our brains go into planning mode, which leads to overthinking and stress before our head even leaves the pillow. Something simple like brushing your teeth can break that cycle and jumpstart your day. This tip was brought to you by BetterHelp Online Therapy, which connects you with a licensed therapist via video, phone, or online chat. Visit betterhelp.com/positive and save 10% on your first month.
All right, 25 after 5 almost. It is Al and Jerry. Now we're going to call it a football Monday as we've gone through the crappy baseball. And how about this? Another winner, winner, New York football Monday.
What was the better game to you, Jerry? Jets, Pittsburgh, or Giants-Bears?
I like the it's a weird one because the Giant-Bears game felt like we were watching football in 1926. But my expectations because of the weather, which weren't as bad as I thought it was going to be, the weather in Philly was what I expected for the Giant-Bears game. So I went into that game expecting a lot of running, very little passing, and I expected a low-scoring game. Pretty much got that. The Jet game was more exciting in the fourth quarter, but I didn't think that was a great game.
Right.
So I think I can take a positive from both and a negative from both in terms of the viewing pleasure. But I thought, you know, the Giants are 3-1. It may not look great, but they're 3-1. The Bears stink, by the way. I mean, Justin Fields, good Lord. And the Giant defense played really well. And Daniel Jones, I thought, played good. And I know he's got the ankle injury. He says he's okay. We'll see. He wanted to go back in yesterday, and Dable said no. He said, absolutely not. We're putting Taylor in. Go sit and rest. And then when they needed him, they put him back in the game. But I don't know. Neither game was great, but you got 2 wins, and we got 2 football teams in October that are now a combined 5-3.
Now, I thought your main man, Saquon Barkley, had a good game.
Tremendous. Absolutely.
Daniel Jones. I did not realize this till after the game when I looked at it.
He barely threw the ball.
Yeah. That Daniel Jones and Tyrod Taylor combined for 71 yards.
Well, passing. Yeah, because they didn't throw the ball.
It's unbelievable.
He only attempted 13 passes. Like, that's it.
Daniel Jones.
Now, part of that was, and it really is, it's funny. It was kind of like watching, what game was I watching? Oh, it's like the Patriot, just as an aside, the Patriot-Packer game when Zappy comes in, whatever the hell his name is. I said to my son, I'm like, I would just like to see this kid drop back and have a second to throw to see if he can see the field and actually throw the ball. Because he was running for his life the whole time. Same thing with Jones. Every time he dropped back, he's got no time. He's rolling out, throwing on the run, made some nice passes. But what he did really well, and Darryl Johnston was pointing it out, like, with, I guess it was Joe Davis doing the game with him. He's like, I don't know what the Bears are doing because the Giants keep faking the handoff, and they are, I mean, they're good play fakes for sure. He goes, but how have they not figured this out by now? And if I'm the Giants, I keep doing it. You know what? The Giants kept doing it, and he had a couple of touchdown runs. I thought he played well. You know, I know the stats are what they are, but they won. And it wasn't even like the game was ever in doubt.
So what do you know what Tyrod Taylor's injury was?
Concussion. He went helmet to helmet.
Oh, so okay, so Daniel Jones goes out with a ankle.
Yes. He got rolled under by one of the big linemen.
Tyrod Taylor comes in, he goes out with a concussion.
And only because, and I give him credit, it was a big third down play, he was getting that damn first down. The problem is he lowered his head and his shoulder and went helmet to helmet.
He got laid out.
Got the first down, but it also knocked him out of the game.
And then after that, they were direct snapping it.
It was cool. Yeah, it was good. Like, so you hear them say, uh-oh, now what? Well, here comes Daniel Jones, but then they line up as a wide receiver. And I was impressed. The first play was that run-pass option or whatever the hell you call it, where, you know, Barkley had to make the call. Am I going to hand it off? Am I going to keep it? I was impressed. It wasn't terrible.
Yeah, it wasn't terrible.
It wasn't terrible. And they're 3-1. And Dexter Lawrence played great. The pressure on Fields all day. And I found a team that likes kicking field goals more than the Giants, and that's the Bears.
It is the Bears. Now, the Bears. The Giants play in London Sunday.
Yes.
We got a 9:30 a.m. game.
I like this.
Against the Packers.
Yeah.
But who will be quarterback? Do you think
Daniel Jones will? Yes, really? I do.
But will he be mobile, Daniel Jones, running all over the place, which is their game?
I don't know. That's a great question.
Yeah.
I do think he will start Sunday, though. He seemed very, listening to Daboll and listening to him, he's like, I'm good. He goes, you know, it's a little sore, but I'm good. And Daboll clearly said that Jones came up to him and said, I'll go back in. And he said, no, we're going with Taylor. If we need you, we'll let you know. And then they needed him.
Right, now get back out there.
Yeah, and there was no need. They were winning the game. Their defense was playing, I mean, great in the red zone, but I thought they were pressuring Fields for much of the game. I agree there was no reason to drop Jones back with a lead and have him risk for. I thought what they did was perfect, and Barkley looked great.
He did look very good.
He looks like the rookie that they drafted.
Yeah. You called that earlier this year.
No,
you said Saquon was going to be back.
Except I'm going to say the same thing that I said about Aaron Judge when he quote-unquote bet on himself. You got to get through the season healthy, though.
Would you say, Jerry, he put the team on his back?
He did. How could you not say that?
I put the team on my back.
He was really, like, I don't. You know what's funny? I don't even know this right now. Where do you think he ranks in NFL running backs right now so far?
For rushing only, I'm going to say.
Yeah, rushing only.
I'm going to say he's top five.
Saquon Barkley is number uno.
Wow.
463 yards rushing so far through four games.
How about that?
Nick Chubb is second with 459, and then there's a 100-yard drop-off after that.
The Chubster.
The Chubster and the Barkster, yep.
And those uniforms were cool.
Yeah, a little. I thought the end zone was weird.
Yeah, with the old helmet.
I don't ever remember them
single
doing
bar
that.
Single-bar helmet? Yeah, I don't remember that.
Well, no, the end zone, the red.
Yeah, they also had the helmet in the end zone. It was like just the single bar old school helmet.
That was different.
Yeah, I liked it. I thought it was cool.
No, it was definitely cool, but it was different for sure.
Ben, the Jet Steelers game.
Yeah.
At halftime when the Steelers came out and they brought in Kenny Pickett.
Yeah.
Because they needed a spark.
Mitchell Trubisky was brutal.
Which, by the way, he gave them a spark.
100%. They went up 20. They went from losing to winning 20-10.
And I actually thought once that happened that the Jets were not going to win that game. Because I thought, you know, this was the spark they needed.
Yep.
He scored two touchdowns, but the Jets fought back.
Well, he made some bad. I mean, one was tipped.
Yes.
But he had a couple bad and really throws he didn't need to make.
But at least he was slinging it out there. I like the guys out there slinging it.
He's going to be good for them. I really actually believe that.
And I love that Mike Tomlin at the end goes, we're looking for a spark. No decision on next week. Dude, you cannot roll out.
I agree.
Because the fans were so into it.
Yes. And the game had a different feel once he went into it. And it's funny how, I don't know about you, but like you think about Mitchell Trubisky, I think like, oh my God, this quarterback who's been around forever and goes from team to team and he's not any good. It's like his third year in the league.
That's it?
Maybe fourth. Like he's a young player, but he's not an NFL starting quarterback.
Right.
He's just not. And I feel bad for him. He's got a place. He's a backup.
Right.
That's what he is. Yes.
This is your operating system talking, not your computers or your phones, but your internal human operating system. I'm feeling a little overloaded. Here's how you can ease my stress. Close your eyes or softly gaze at something in front of you. Now inhale for 4 counts, exhale for 6. Keep repeating. Much better. Longer term, there's BetterHelp Online Therapy. They'll match us with a licensed therapist we can connect with via video, phone, or chat. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive and save 10% on our first month.
And then I was listening to someone, I don't know if it was a Pittsburgh reporter, a Steeler beat who said, kind of similar to you, like, you cannot go back to Mitchell Trubisky. And he goes, I'll go one further. I would make him the third quarterback next week and elevate Mason Rudolph to backup.
Right. Boy. Who said that? The reporter?
I think it was a Steelers beat reporter.
Yeah. Mike Tomlin didn't say that.
No. But Mike Tomlin knows what he's doing. He's just not going to say that.
Right.
You know, he's going to make the other team think, well, I guess we have to get ready for Trubisky as well.
How will we prepare for Mitch Trubisky?
How will we ever prepare for a guy who can't complete a pass?
Yeah, what will we do?
I know. So that's a great win for the Jets, though.
That was a solid, you're on the road in Pittsburgh.
It's a solid win. And then when the ball comes out of Hall's hands, I'm with the announcers. Like, to me, it was obvious that he crossed the plane. But then you're thinking, this can't be. Like, they're not going to screw this up. And they corrected it very quickly.
Yeah.
So
they got it correct.
And good for Rob Saleh, who was getting murdered on social media when they were down 20-10.
Yeah.
I mean, and people that we work with.
Oh, is that right?
Were just
who was
killing
it?
Him. I can go check.
Okay.
My guess would be the likes of Sal and Fliegelman, guys like that.
I see.
That Paul Rosenberg, I think Rascona.
Really?
Yeah. I think these guys want him fired now. And then they came back and won.
By the way, yesterday I was in the car for a little while just driving from Gina's to my house.
It's really a little while.
And I put on WFAN HD2.
Which is CBS Sports Radio?
CBS Sports Radio. Yeah. And Zach Gelb was doing this around the NFL type show. It was good. I felt like I was being updated as I was driving.
Yes. Well, that's what we used to have on the fan. Ed Coleman used to do that for years and years and years. And I used to hang on, before I worked here, I used to listen to that religiously for the Cowboy updates if they weren't on TV. That was the only way you got it.
Yeah.
There was no internet. There was no nothing. And that I love that show. I don't even know. I thought we still did it. I didn't know we didn't do it anymore. I thought we simulcast the CBS Sports Radio one.
Maybe we do when, like, that was the time when I put on the Yankees were on.
That's true.
So we had Yankees,
good point.
Giants on the split signal. And then so I was like, let me see what C, because I thought they might do some sort of around the NFL type thing.
Yeah, no, CBS Sports Radio good. For sure. Ackerman used to do it for years. And I guess Gelb is doing it now.
And they have like a different person in each city.
Yeah, you got a reporter at every single, give you the up to date news and stats.
And they're all on crappy phones. I was like,
Mark Wolves is the rotary yard fashion, and the Steelers are up now 20-20.
You go, what?
Unfortunately, if you want the reporters at every city, that's still the way we're doing it.
Right.
I don't think you can have 17 Zooms going at one time.
But they got to pay those guys. I wonder who has to send out those paychecks.
$50.
Man, it was $50 in the 90s when I was doing it in Tampa for the Buccaneers.
55.
Now, how about this? After the game, Jerry, Minka Fitzpatrick of the Steelers said, very frustrating to lose to people you know you're better than. You shut your mouth.
Yeah, well, scoreboard doesn't say it.
Yeah, scoreboard.
I would say the best unit on the field yesterday, special teams, offense, defense, is the Steelers' defense. Unfortunately, didn't work out for them.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Didn't work out for you guys.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Who the Jets got next?
The Jets play. I did write this down. The Jets play the Dolphins, 1 o'clock Sunday.
Oh, right.
At MetLife Stadium.
Eddie. Oh, Jets-Dolphins.
Yeah, and I don't know who's playing quarterback for the Dolphins. Is it going to be Tua after a 10-day layoff?
Yeah, see, they fired that neuro guy.
I feel like that
guy's going to get a bad rap. I bet he followed the protocol.
I don't know the ins and outs enough of how it works. Everybody says, well, there's an independent doctor, and he makes the decision. Then I read something this weekend that he makes the recommendation and the team doctor ultimately make it. I don't know. Hmm. I don't know exactly how this works. All I know is, and you saw a lot of former coaches and players that came out basically crushing the Dolphins for having him play 4 days after that injury. And in the same game, not as this, but the previous week. So Harbaugh did it. Rex Ryan killed him. You had former players that were killing him all over the place.
Did you see Zach Wilson catch a touchdown pass,
I did.
Jerry? And then he did a dance.
From Braxton Berrios.
Yeah, then he did a dance type thing.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of like trick plays, the Chiefs were like last night.
I heard the highlight. I didn't see it
they
yet.
They were pulling out all the stops. They were doing flip gimmicks, reverses.
This is where stats are so crazy. So last night, and a lot of people thought that perhaps the Bucs would win because the sports gods would help out that area. That
yeah, I thought, where are the sports gods? They weren't here for us after 9/11.
They weren't there for Tampa last night.
Letting the Yankees lose to the Cardinals, and they weren't there for Tampa. Diamondbacks, and they weren't. I was thinking Arizona, and I went Cardinals. Right. If you follow.
If I would have told you that Tom Brady would go 39 for 52, 305 yards, three touchdowns, no interceptions, you'd say they won by how much?
15.
Right. Instead, they lose by 10. I mean, just bizarre.
The Chiefs got off to such a quick 21-3 lead, I think it was, right off the bat. And it was just like, you know, the Bucs were always playing catch-up football, Jerry.
You're fighting uphill.
Fighting uphill battle.
All right, when we come back, we'll go around the NFL a little bit and whatever else we've got on the docket. Lots to do. It's a football Monday. It's Al and Jerry till Boomer and Geo at 6 on The Fan.
If you're feeling down and having trouble getting up in the morning, here's a tip. Brush your teeth. That's it. Often when we wake up, our brains go into planning mode, which leads to overthinking and stress before our head even leaves the pillow. Something simple like brushing your teeth can break that cycle and jumpstart your day. This tip was brought to you by BetterHelp Online Therapy, which connects you with a licensed therapist via video, phone, or online chat. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive and save 10% on your first month.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.